Are you a woman who has had to deal with extra weight gain in your stomach? Well, on the Julie Tussey Show today, we are going to tell you 5 secrets to get that fat off of your midsection. Welcome to the Julie Tussey Show. Get on the Julie Tussey train. We're going somewhere, baby.
Pop the glampaign. It's time for the Julie Tussey Show live guest, current events, scathing exposés. The original suburban bombshell, the big blonde baby, giving you the fastest, funniest, most informative 30 minutes of your life. And now, here's Julie Tussey.
Thank you so much for joining me on the Julie Tussey Show today. I am in rare form. That's right. I'm in rare form today. I'm even happier than normal. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm at like a 27 today. As we speak, of course, this is a month in advance, but as we speak, one of my beautiful daughters, well, my daughter-in-law, is giving birth to another granddaughter. That's right. We'll have 8. I'm very happy. Hey, wanted to talk to you about a fantastic subject today. And then at the end of the podcast, I'm going to catch you up on some things. So please do stay tuned. If you're listening, go subscribe, follow us, leave a review, like us, wave at us, poke at us, all those wonderful social media things you can do. But I am now 30, so long that the AARP sends me emails all the time. You know, I think I truly was 30 the first time that they reached out to me and I got that card in the mail. Anybody else there? Can I get an amen in the house today? Yeah, I was insulted. I was very insulted. How dare they? How dare they insinuate that I'm so old that I need an AARP card, right? Well, anyway, they send me emails all the time and usually I'm like, delete, 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 because I'm in denial. I really truly believe that I'm 30. And I don't want to admit that I might need an AARP card, so here we go. But I found a really cool article by them, and it was called A Survival Guide for Menopause. Yes, it is. We need a guide. I think I'm going to have to create my own entire guide because, oh my goodness, I'm not even through it yet, and here I am. All these years trying to go through it, perimenopause, menopause. And so a lot of you following me, you have encountered what they call the meno gut. I'm going to call it the meno belly. The meno belly. We're talking about where your body thinks that because you're going through menopause, that it has to deposit adipose tissue and bunches of fat upon your beautiful six pack. That's right. Under all this fluff, I do have a six pack. I'm convinced. I told Jason Lienarts of Revolutionary You, who is my friend and my brother in the fight against fat, that I have a six pack. So I'm convinced that I do. I'm convinced you probably do too. So it's not right what our bodies have done. So they gave us this article, and I'm going to kind of go through it. You guys, it's funny when I try to do articles, but it says, their article says, got mento. Do you have Mentos gum, which I'm looking at right now as I speak? Got meno gut, how to lose the belly menopause brings. No, it's not entirely your fault. Yes, you can shed those extra pounds. Whew. Well, I can testify to it that I can lose it very, very slowly. Very slowly, but I can lose it through menopause and perimenopause. They go on and say, as you hit your mid to late 40s, you may notice that besides battling the occasional hot flash or mood swing, have these people never had menopause? Does anyone else get occasional? Occasional. Okay, occasional hot flashes or mood swings. Oh, my Lord, I think I'm a walking hot flash. I think I'm a walking hot flash. So Have you been battling, besides battling the occasional hot flash or mood swing, your favorite black go-to pants are starting to feel noticeably more snug? This time, it's not your imagination. Well, heck no. It really happened. And I don't know if I'm like other women, but, you know, they say in this article, we'll probably read it here. Yeah, it's in the next line. They say you gain 4.5 pounds. I think I gained like 24.5 pounds. Okay. So the average woman gains about 4.5 pounds as she starts the transition to menopause in her 40s, according to a landmark study. And it's a trend that doesn't slow down either. Women continue to put on about 1.5 pounds each year in their 50s and 60s, according to a new review published in the journal Mayo Clinic Proceedings. The main reason is the natural loss of muscle mass that occurs with age, explains Joanne Pinkerton, MD Executive Director of the North American Menopause Society. Hey, didn't even know we had one of those. I need to check that out. And Professor of Obstetrics, okay, and Gynecology. I haven't even had caffeine, and I am like so off the chain crazy today. I'm sorry. So anyway, she says, since muscle burns more calories than fat, your metabolism slows down, causing you to put on weight starting at age 30. See, this is what's happened. I've been here so long, and so have you, at age 30, that it just keeps on happening. Research shows that you lose on average about 0.5 pound of muscle a year, and that number rises to almost a full pound once you hit 50. What? What? Oh my gosh. But as you glide through the big M, you may also notice something else. Even if the number on the scale is not rising considerably, any weight you do gain ends up accumulating around your abdomen, leaving you with what sure looks like someone else's beer belly. After menopause, your ovaries stop producing estrogen, and the only place where it can be generated is in your abdominal fat cells. Well, your body naturally gravitates towards storing fat in that area in an effort to get estrogen, says Dr. Clegg, who notes that the stomach's been called the third ovary. Oh my gosh. I can't believe I just read that. Oh my gosh, that's horrible. Who needs a third ovary? We don't want a third ovary, ladies. Do not. I repeat, do not let your stomach become your third ovary. If you can do anything to fight it, if you're at the beginning instead of at the other side trying to go backwards and fix it like me, please do not let your stomach become the third ovary. Who coined this? Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Well, this type of fat is known as visceral fat, and it is toxic. Okay, so our body is kind of crazy, if you ask me. It's so insane. It stops making estrogen, so then it makes toxic fat to make estrogen. It produces hormones such as the stress hormone cortisol, as well as inflammatory proteins called cytokines, explains Pamela Peake, the MD professor of medicine at the University of Maryland and the author of The Hunger Fix, the 3-stage detox and recovery plan for overeating and food addiction. These chemicals force your body to churn out more insulin, which not only ramps up appetite, and I can tell you that that is true, but also increases the storage of fat in your fat cells. This in turn causes you to put on even more belly weight and also sets you up to develop insulin resistance, a key factor in the development of heart disease and type 2 diabetes. Okay, ladies. This sounds daunting, but there are expert-approved ways to reverse your scale's upward spiral. And I am here, and this is why I wanted to read this article to you. I am here to tell you that this is so true. You can go online and look. You can see my pictures. I posted on facebook.com/TheJulieTussieShow. My before and after. Now, I have to tell you, I did a lot of these things that we're going to talk about right now. And it helps. It helps so much. It makes a difference. So the first thing they're going to say that we can do to help and to get rid of this meno belly. Nobody wants a third ovary hanging on the front of their stomach. Oh my gosh. The first thing they say to do is to crank it up. If you're sedentary, starting an exercise program will help you shed pounds as well as relieve menopausal symptoms such as hot flashes. According to a study published last year in the medical journal Menopause, quote unquote, but if you're already active, you'll need to crank things up a notch. The best way to do this is through a short duration of high intensity interval training, which they call HIIT, where you alternate brief periods of intense physical activity with more relaxed recovery periods. Obese postmenopausal women who did 10 minutes of HIIT 5 times a week lost twice as much weight as those who did more traditional endurance exercises like brisk walking. And according to the University of Scranton study published last October in Menopause, this doesn't have to be a lot. It can just be tweaking your morning walk to throw in some hills. All right. Well, I did not do HIIT, but I did start going to the gym. And I go 3 to 5 times a week, sometimes only twice. It's all about lifestyle here on the Julie Tussey Show and doing what you can to fit into your life. But I am considering this. Now, when I started, I had gotten allergies off the chain from going through menopause. If you have allergies, we've talked about this before, you can get worse allergies. You can get allergies if you never had allergies. And if you did have allergies, they can become much more problematic. So as a result, I would get allergy-induced asthma symptoms or exercise-induced asthma symptoms when I tried exercise. So I couldn't go running. And on top of that, I'm telling you, when you got the big menopausal belly, you don't feel like running. So you could do it on an exercise bike. I might go try this on an exercise bike where you just ride nice and pretend you're going, you know, on a beautiful trip. And then all of a sudden you crank it down for a few minutes. Really go for it. The people in the gym might think you're crazy, but if you're healthy enough to do this HIIT, I would say do it in short, small things. I don't know. I can't speak to it as a big out and out thing. I'm not a doctor, not a nurse. I'm a doctor mom. That's all I am. So I would recommend cranking it up. You know, something that I've thought about too is I park really far away and I walk really far into the store. Maybe I could just up my walk into a little bit of briskness as I go into the Kroger or the Meijer store. And, you know, I could actually, could increase in the store too, but be careful not to hurt anybody. All right, so the next thing they say is add in resistance training. And I got to say a big amen to this. Yes, 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 yes. I'm looking to really work on this winter, but I have been going and just doing arms and legs every like twice a week. And then I'll go get on. They say if you do your resistance training first and then you go get on the treadmill or whatever you're going to do for aerobic activity, that you lose and burn more that way. So that's what I've been doing for 2 years. And if you see my pictures, I've only lost 24 pounds, but I look like I've lost 50. It's crazy. It's crazy. I can't even explain it. I know when people say, how much have you lost? And I say 24 pounds, I'm sure they're going, no, she had to lose more than that. She's not telling the truth. But I am. So they said, in order to remove weight as you get older, you have to lift weights. This is Dr. Peak talking. Stresses Peak, who notes it's key to reversing that metabolism wrecking muscle loss that occurs naturally with age. And of course, you know, if we have more muscle, we burn more calories at rest. That is the key, ladies. That is the key, is getting some beautiful muscle, even if it stays under fluff. If you have fluff for a while, it's okay. A 2016 study of postmenopausal women in their late 50s and 60s found that those who did an hour of strength training twice a week for 8 weeks not only significantly reduced their body fat compared to a controlled group, they also reported less physical pain and felt better overall. I'm going to tell you, this is so true because it raises your serotonin level, and you know, I don't know if the doctors do it now, but it used to be in the day, they would put you on Prozac if you went in and were complaining about the symptoms of menopause. I'm hoping that it's been much more developed since then, and I'm sure it has, but there is something to be said about raising your serotonin level from exercise. So please, please do it for your mental. I would do it just simply for the mental benefits, let alone what it does for your body. Then the next thing is watch what you eat. Okay. I think we all know this. We all know this, and we could do an entire podcast on how you got to be not guessing, but measuring and being careful. But also, it's eating healthier. You know what I mean? We need to eat healthier. I try to eat healthier and cleaner. And I might do a podcast on the Dirty Dozen. You know, you don't have to buy bananas that are organic because they have a thick, thick skin. And so they're not going to absorb as many chemicals or a thick skin avocados. But if you're eating lettuce and apples and things that you're eating the actual skin, you might want to consider if you can afford to go ahead and get organic for those. So watch what you eat. In a study of 17,000 postmenopausal women ages 50 to 79, researchers found that those who followed a low-fat diet that included 5 servings of fruits and vegetables and 6 servings of whole grains were 3 times more likely to lose weight than those in a control group. In general, we recommend that women going through menopause try to keep their fat intake under 20%, with most of it coming from good-for-you fats such as olive oil, fish, or avocados. Some people would add coconut oil to that. One suggestion, start your meal with veggies and protein and eat your starch last. This significantly reduces your blood's sugar and insulin levels, which will keep you feeling fuller longer. Well, there you go. That makes sense to me. That makes sense to me. But above all, try to get a lot of fruits and vegetables in healthy fibers. Okay, this one brings me to something I've done an entire podcast on. I believe it was 47, 48, 49. I think it was episode 49. So 47, 48, and 49, I did 3 podcasts telling you how I lost the 24 pounds. And you can go back and find those. This one says, stop eating after 7 p.m. Research shows that intermittent or alternate day fasting, where you eat normally for a day and restrict calories dramatically the next, can work. People who slash their calories to, now this I don't agree with, but to between 750 and 1,100 for 5 days a month, for 3 months lost significantly more abdominal fat and improved blood pressure, cholesterol, and blood sugar levels than those who didn't. All right, so that was a study according to the University of Southern California. Now, let's talk about this. 750 calories to 1,100 calories for 5 days a month, maybe. I'm looking for a lifestyle, and I teach that we need to eat like we're having a lifestyle, so I do something called intermittent fasting. That means I give my body a rest at night. I stop eating at 6 or 7 o'clock at night, and I try to go 13 to 14, maybe 16 hours, depending the next day, without eating. I do have coffee with cream in it in the morning. So by not eating from 6 o'clock at night till 6 o'clock in the morning, that's already 12 hours of fasting, and that causes your leptin levels to be optimal for weight loss for women. And it does. I'm telling you, it does help burn the belly fat. So do some research on intermittent fasting. Like everything else, I believe moderation, moderation, moderation. Okay, that's what I believe. Then the last topic that they brought out, and I totally 100% agree with this, get enough sleep, get enough shut-eye. Not catching enough sleep doesn't just feel awful, it leads to weight gain over time. One study showed that women who slept less than 5 hours a night had a 30% higher risk of gaining 30 pounds over a 16-year period, so that's a couple pounds a year, compared to those who got a full 7 hours. Lack of sleep causes your hunger hormones to go haywire. It lowers the level of leptin, which suppresses appetite, and increases ghrelin, which stimulates your appetite. Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. If getting the rest you need is made challenging by, say, menopausal hot flashes, one option to consider is a short course of cognitive behavior therapy, a type of counseling where you're taught new behavior techniques to help promote sleep. Didn't even know they did that. Good to know. Both menopausal and postmenopausal women who use this technique showed a significant reduction of insomnia 2 to 3 months later, according to a study published this past January in the medical journal Sleep. Hormone replacement therapy, certain antidepressants such as low-dose paroxetine, and then they name a bunch of them, you can study them yourself, have also been known to help. Now, I believe exercising, you may need these things. I use a very small amount of a hormone replacement patch. It's part bioidentical and part not, and it works really, really well for me. Being the woman full of power for the hour, one of the main things that happened to me when I started going through severe perimenopause leading up to now I'm almost through menopause was that I wanted to cry all day long. And so when I used that little patch, oh my goodness, it helps. Now, I have had 2 sets of twins, and I'll be the first to admit that I probably have an unusual hormone pattern compared to some women because all I ever do is have twins, and everything in my life seems to be extra, extra, extra. But going to the gym will help you mentally. Going to the gym will help you feel better. Going to the gym on a regular basis or just getting outside or parking further away or taking the stairs, all of these things, I would implement that first. I would implement everything else before I go on HRT or medicines or antidepressants. Now, that's my personal opinion. You should talk to your doctor about what can help you. That is very important that you talk to your doctor about what can help you. Well, I hope this article helped you. Thank you, AARP. Although I deny that I need your services or your information in my life, here it is on my podcast. And if you're like me, I guess we just have to embrace it. I'm going to embrace it. I'm just beginning to learn that it's okay to be 55. I look fantastic for 55. Thank you, Jesus. And if you don't think so, it's okay. I'm going to act like I think that I look fantastic at 55. I know I feel a little older. I know things have changed. And I know that I'm doing the best that I can do to be the best that I can be and take care of myself. And I hope you will also. Now, before you go, if you're listening to this podcast, please tell 5 of your girlfriends, just tell 5 of them and send them the link. If they have an iPhone, send them the purple button link. And if they have an Android, send them like the Stitcher link. But let everybody know about the Julie Tussey Show because our whole motive for being here is to help you have a better life. We are changing one life at a time, including our own life, with one sassy podcast at a time. And it's amazing. It's an amazing journey. I love it. I love being here with you. So please do share, leave a review, like us, follow us, click on us, whatever it is in your social media that you're hearing this or seeing this, please do connect with us on The Julie Tussey Show. You can go to thejulietusseyshow.com and get all kinds of information. You can listen to the podcast there. Two. On the last podcast, I told you that I re-upped my Avon store because I love some of their particular items that they have. So you can go and check that out at youravon.com/Julie Tussey. Now, October the 20th, 2018, here in Richmond, Kentucky, we are having a Victorious Women's Luncheon. The Julie Tussey Show is sponsoring it, and I want you to come and have lunch with me. Oh my goodness, it is going to be so fun. We are going to have a fashion show. We are having a DJ. We are having a catered lunch. We are having shopping. We have designed an entire merchandise line for the Julie Tussey Show, and we will be presenting it there. We have lipsticks coming. We have bath bombs. We have body butters. We have what else? Oh, an oatmeal soap that is just divine, and it's all essential oils, our own fragrance. Nobody else has it. So bring your girlfriends and drive on over and see us. It starts at 11:30 on October 20th. We're going to be at the Central Bank Meeting Room on Main Street in Richmond, Kentucky. Want to thank Tussey Homes Incorporated for sponsoring the Julie Tussey Show. If you're looking for a beautiful original designed home on the most beautiful property you can actually find in this city, you need to go check out facebook.com/ the Tussie Construction. Does anybody else have like 500 emails, pages? Oh my goodness, it's insane. So go check us out on Tussie Construction, and you can connect with Curtis Rose. He's our realtor, and get yourself a brand new beautiful home. I hope this has helped you. This is Julie Tussie telling you, you only get one life. Live it to the fullest.
After a week of hearing hundreds of I can'ts, I'm here today to tell you, you can. Find us on social media at facebook.com/ The Julie Tussie Show and Instagram, The Julie Tussie Show, home of the original suburban bombshell. Want to feel amazing, strong, and healthy any time of the day or night? Go to Get Fit in Richmond, Kentucky. Open 24 hours a day with memberships as low as $14.99 a month. Fitness on your schedule. Get Fit. I know you're the man I want to meet. Everything about you calls my name.
If life is my oyster, darling, pass the hot sauce.